The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. Joining me today is Irene Van de Kamp. Welcome, Irene.
Thank you, Vic.
Irene, you're with Running with Scissors Mobile Hair Salon. You travel to your customers.
That's correct.
Right. Your phone number, you can be reached at 705-321-1456. And what is your website?
I don't actually have a website, but I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can join that page by going to www.facebook.com/igotoyou. Or you can just type Running with Scissors into the search option.
Okay, and we'll repeat that again at the end of the show, okay?
Great.
All right. First off, what are your hours? How do you work?
I am Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Nice. So you got weekends
office off. Hours.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Nice to be an entrepreneur, eh?
It is.
Yeah, well, sweet. Okay, and you're I take it by appointment only?
By appointment only.
And how much in advance should I have to be calling you?
At least a week in advance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm usually quite booked up. So minimum of a week, I'd say.
Okay. Wow. Just like a regular hair salon.
Yes.
My God, you are busy.
I am.
How long have you been doing Running with Scissors?
Running with Scissors. This is my third year into this business.
Okay. And how long have you been a hairdresser?
Oh, now I'm going to have to give you my age almost. 32 years.
32 years?
32 years.
You don't look like you could be 32 years in the business.
Well, you're awesome. I like you very
much.
I'm
serious.
Thank you. I used to actually also teach hairdressing
at
a beauty school down in Yorkville.
Which one?
Marvell.
Oh, I know Marvell's. And yeah.
Marvell Beauty School. I taught there for 10 years. I taught the course.
I used to work at Young Bloor.
Look at that, small world.
I used to be a bartender. I used to serve a lot of the people from Marvell.
Oh, really?
At Young
Bloor. You might have served me.
I probably did. Okay, this is cool. This is very cool. Okay, small world.
It is.
So you really are experienced and really know what you're doing, don't you?
I like to believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, no. I do. And I enjoy it.
Explain to me. Licensed. Where are you coming from here?
I am a licensed business, registered and certified business with the town of Wasaga Beach, and I am approved by the Simcoe County Health Unit as well.
And you are also CPR and all that?
I am also, yes, I am also trained in first aid, CPR, and AED.
And what is AED?
Automatic External Defibrillator.
Oh, wow.
Defib, yes.
You really are coming at the needs for everybody that needs you, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow. What is it you really offer?
I offer in-home haircuts. I come to you.
And are we talking any coloring, any perming? If not, why?
I don't do any chemical work. It is strictly haircuts for the reason that there's not the proper equipment to be able to rinse out somebody's, for example, perm solution from their hair. In a person's home.
Right.
That can become a hazard.
Mm-hmm.
If the perm solution gets in the eyes, it can burn, sting, it can cause infection, it could cause possible blindness. Therefore, I won't do that in a person's home.
Okay. It's all about safety, eh?
All about safety.
And what areas do you go? Where do you look, move around to?
I serve Wasaga Beach, Stainer, and Collinwood area. I have gone into Elmvale. And the closer surrounding areas.
Okay. And what's your age group like? What are you working with?
I specialize in seniors. They are my priority. I do the in-home, the bedside, wheelchair service. It's all part of the hair care that I provide. People with disabilities, rehabilitation centers, hospitals, retirement residences, and I also go into hospice.
Yeah, we're going to come back on the hospice after, okay?
Okay.
Wow, you really do get around then. So you're there for a lot of these special needs, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
That's what I focus my business on, is for special needs, people who require this service that cannot get out.
Yeah, this would be perfect for someone that's listening that's got an elderly senior at home that can't get out, and they can just give you a call at 705-321-1456 and get you to come in and take care of this.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what you do,
that's
right?
That's exactly what I do, yes.
Wow, it's a lot of compassion going on here.
There is, and I totally enjoy it. It's just in me. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for helping people, and specifically seniors or like I said, disabled, anybody in need of this type of service. Because they deserve, you know, I go into their homes or the hospitals or the nursing home. I go in there, I cut their hair. Like any of us, we feel better. We feel rejuvenated after our hair has been cut. We feel... like a lot of them say, I feel 10 years younger.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Awesome that I was able to do that for you, make you feel that way. And I leave feeling uplifted. They're uplifted and they feel...
They've been pampered.
And yeah. They've been respected because no matter what their place in life is right now, they still want to look good and feel good. And that's what I do.
You're helping them get back some dignity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I can't even think of a better thing to be doing in my life than that. It's hard to even believe that it's a job because I just feel so good doing it.
It's rewarding for you.
It's very rewarding. It's absolutely is.
Good for you. Give me an idea. I did a thing on with an animal show, and it was organic coconut oil used on them. And I understand organic coconut oil can also be used on the humans. For what reason is that?
Organic coconut oil is a cheap way to deeply condition your hair. You don't need to go out and buy the expensive high end. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it for years on myself. My daughters use it as a deep conditioning treatment. I've used it on my pets, my dogs, my cats. It helps to prevent a lot of shedding, as it does for our own hair.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can use organic coconut oil or honey or olive oil. It's great to keep your hair healthy and shiny. Helps to prevent unwanted frizz or static in your hair, especially at this time of the year when we have the heat on in the house.
And as we get older, our hair gets drier and more brittle.
Absolutely. So you need to do something, you know, on a regular basis.
I'm living
basis
proof.
So
wasn't that funny, Irene?
Sorry, couldn't help myself. But yeah, to use any of those, all you'd need to do is, like, after you wash your hair, rinse well, add a little bit in the palm of your hand to your hair, damp hair, towel dried. Just let it sit for maybe around 20 minutes with a hot towel, if possible.
Wrap it. Okay.
If you do it in a hot towel, what happens is that it opens the cuticle of the hair. So the coconut oil, honey, or olive oil, whatever you're using, is able to penetrate the cuticle from the heat. Then after about 20 minutes, thoroughly rinse, and you're good to go. And if you do this on a weekly basis, it helps to constantly keep your hair hydrated. Honey actually is it's a natural humectant. It actually absorbs moisture and keeps it.
Wow. Okay. So this is really a deep moisturizing.
Yes.
It would be good for the scalp too then, wouldn't it?
It's good for the scalp, good for the hair, good for your skin, good for your teeth. Some people actually swallow a teaspoon of coconut oil, organic coconut oil per day. So it works internally also to do healthy, wonderful things for your body. Coconut oil is a huge thing right now. It has been for a long time. We just didn't realize how many wonderful things it can do.
We don't just cook with it, right?
We don't just cook with it, but cook with it.
Yeah. I do that when I do my Thai food at home.
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's talk about the work you do with the hospice.
Okay. I will get a call. It may be from a nurse that, by the way, the nurses at our Collingwood Hospice, lovely ladies. So it could be them that call me. It could be a family member that calls me. It could be the patient at a hospice who asks somebody to call. Find somebody. I'd like to get my hair cut. And I'll get the call and I'll go in. And I had a lot of training in how to help people, maneuver people, whether it be getting them into a walker, wheelchair, whatnot. I will sit them in whatever they are most comfortable in. And I will go into hospice and I will cut their hair. And
this is very emotional for you right now, isn't it?
It's very emotional.
I can see this. I see why you do what you do.
I am look at me getting teary-eyed.
It's okay.
I go there and I cut their hair, and I leave, and they're just so grateful. It's like I'm doing them this huge favor, and they're just so thankful. And it feels so good. It feels so good to walk out of there and think, wow.
Yeah.
The smile on his face or the smile on her face when I left. It's so fulfilling. It really is. And it is emotional for me because the reason I started this mobile running with scissors hair business was because of my dad.
Oh.
My dad became ill, got to the point where he couldn't leave the house anymore. To go out, get a haircut, come to me, get his haircut. Because since hairdressing school, I cut daddy's hair, right?
Yeah.
So I had to start going to my dad. And one day, and this was like near the end, just before my dad passed, he said to me, he goes, you know what, Irene? I bet you there's a lot of people out there that could use this service. You should open a business like this and go to them, people that can't get out, people that are in the hospital, people that are ill. So in my dad's honor, I opened this business, and that's why it means so much to me. I did lose my dad two years ago, but he did know that I started this, and he was quite proud of it.
Wow. You're one special lady.
Yeah, thank you.
You really are, Irene.
Thank you.
Okay, now we got some remedies that we can have right in our kitchen for hair. Give us a few remedies.
Oh,
it's right in our kitchen cupboards.
One huge one that almost kinda everybody
like
has today is, yeah, exactly what it is, apple cider vinegar.
And what does that do?
Majority of us have that. It helps to remove buildup. A lot of us use mousse, gels, hairsprays in our hair. And by using some apple cider vinegar, spraying it in, massage it in a few times a week after you shampoo, rinse it out well, it takes off the buildup.
Oh, okay.
Brings back the shine then, takes away, because too much buildup can also cause dryness. An extra bonus of it is that it kills bacteria, the bacteria that sits on your scalp that causes dandruff.
Okay.
So to avoid dandruff, do applications of apple cider vinegar. That's one.
And healthy.
And healthy. Again, I already mentioned the coconut oil. One other aspect of coconut oil that helps is it tames anybody that has a natural wave or curl in their hair. Unfortunately, with that lovely curl that they have, can come some frizziness, especially in the more humid, hot weather. Coconut oil will tame the frizz, but be careful how much. I would suggest a dime to a quarter size, depending on the thickness of your hair. In the palm of your hand, rub your hands together, bring it through your hair.
Should they wash it off after or keep it on?
Keep it on. Just a little bit.
Like moisturizing your skin.
Like a moisturizer. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it helps to keep away that frizziness where that poor, you know, that lovely curl that we all want is unruly at times.
Without making your hair greasy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Keeping in mind, like I said, if you use too much, it will make your hair greasy no matter what.
Right.
And you're back to step one of washing it all over again. So be careful on the amount that you do use.
Okay.
We've all heard of the dry shampoos that are out there now. Busy, busy life. Unfortunately, some mornings we have time to shower, but not to wash and dry the hair. So you can buy these dry shampoos in the drugstores and whatnot. Well, there's a natural easy remedy for that everybody has in their kitchen also to freshen up greasy hair with baking soda.
So
you just take a little baking soda, sprinkle it on your scalp. It will absorb the oils, giving your unwashed hair a little bit more life. Get away with it that one more day and I gotta wash my hair, but I have to do it tomorrow type of thing. apply some to your scalp and brush it through your hair for a more even application, and you just leave it then. So it absorbs the oils.
Okay. Well, there you hear, folks, from the pro. Again, you've been cutting hair for how long now?
32 years.
32 years.
Yes.
And you used to teach this.
And I used to teach hairdressing, yes.
Wow. I got to thank you so much for what you're doing with the special thing that's close to your heart with the hospice.
Thank you.
You want to say something else, too, before we go?
I was going to mention, when it comes to coming into a client's house again, a lot of people say, do you come in and do you wash the hair? I can wash the hair. What I do prefer is I ask for clients, if they are able to have their hair freshly washed prior to my arrival.
Right.
in the event that they are not able to wash their own hair but can still bend over a sink, mm-hmm. I will absolutely definitely assist them. Mm-hmm. But what I also do is if a client has weekly in-home visits with a PSW, mm-hmm. in which their hair is being washed during the visit from the PSW, right. I will book the haircut appointment immediately after.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, so yeah. PSW in. The person showered, hair washed, then I come in, do the hair while it's still wet.
Excellent service. And throw some prices at us here.
Sure, no problem. My prices for women's cut only is $35. Women's cut and style or roller set, $45. Women's set only is $25. And men's cut is $25. I also do beard and mustache trims.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't forget the beard and mustache. Yeah. You also do that too, eh?
Yeah, and I include that in the haircut.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you so much for what you're doing, especially with the hospice, okay?
Thank
and
you.
Helping seniors and people that are disabled that can't get out and do this themselves. You're going right to them.
I'm coming right to them.
Yeah, you're really an amazing lady.
Thank you so much.
And it's a real honor to meet you.
Thank you. And you as well.
Okay, this is Victor Miller with Irene Van de Kemp, Running with Scissors Mobile Hair Salon at 705-321-1456. Don't forget, that's by appointment. Don't forget to shop local. We're going to take a station break and be right back with my next guest.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Joining me today is Jamie Watusik and Jana Zinkovskaya. Damn, I'm getting good at these names. I kept going to tell you, ladies, I kept repeating this over and over for an hour while I was in the shower. Okay? Honestly.
Oh my God. We had a shower.
My cat was looking at me like I was a weirdo.
Probably a cat.
Wondering, who the hell's in here with them? I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Okay, in-house, we've got the pierogi gals. You're going to be known as the pierogi gals all around town. You know that.
Perfect.
Guarantee it. Guarantee
Love
it.
Love it.
Okay, again, joining me is Jamie and Jana. They're from the Pierogi Crave. They're located at 25 Mosley Street. The phone number is 705-422-0559. We're going to repeat that later. They do takeout, they do orders. So grab a pen because you'll want to write this number down. What are your hours that you're open?
Yeah, so we're open Wednesday to Sunday, 11:30 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. However, on Wednesdays, our hot kitchen is closed. We're just making pierogies that day, but anybody can come in and buy them frozen or fresh if they like. But Thursday to Sunday, our hot kitchen is open, and Jamie will be boiling them off and frying them up for you in onion and bacon if you like bacon. We have really good bacon going on. So,
Wednesday, just called Raw Wednesday.
Exactly.
Okay, yes. Excellent. What are your hours?
11:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
11:30 a.m.
Yeah, to 7:30.
Now, those hours are going to change at all during the summer?
We think so, yes. We will be open 7 days a week. We're still working on the hours for the summer. We will probably be opening up for breakfast as well. We'll be introducing a breakfast pierogi. So that will all come later on, probably sometime in April or late March. We'll start on our spring-summer hours. Yeah.
A lot going on in the pierogi lab, isn't there? You guys are from two different worlds. Jamie, you're from the restaurant industry.
Yes.
Understandable why you're doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Jana, you're from the corporate world.
Yes.
This is a great combination for getting into business. How'd you get together on this?
Well, I was incorporated.
You're in a bar having a drink? What? How did you get together?
Yeah, it was after a night.
Having vodka.
And I'm like, hey, let's make pierogi. No, technically, kind of. I was in corporate world for over 10 years. And then at some point in the winter time last year, I realized that I just can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a change and do something different and do more with my life. So I quit my job and I was off for the summer. And then Jamie was on the leave of absence as well. And then we kind of got together and we had a market, farmer's market in town in Schaumburg.
Oh, okay.
That was looking for vendors. And we said, hey, like, we're not doing anything anyway. Do you want to go and try out the market? And we decided to make pierogi, and we went and we sold out the first day. And ever kind of since then, now all of a sudden we have a storefront in Wasaga Beach, and we're loving every day of it. Every day is an adventure now. So
yeah,
definitely no regrets from living the corporate world. I gotta tell you that much.
No, I understand.
Hopefully my manager
completely
doesn't hear that now.
Who cares? You're self-employed now. You're the pierogi queen of Wasaga Beach. Okay, ladies, it's a real pleasure having you in here, okay?
Thank you so much.
I really mean this. We're having a lot of fun.
We really are. Yes.
This is what it's like when you go into the pierogi crave. I see you guys with a happy, cheerful atmosphere, and the way you interact with your customers from the kitchen, it's really neat.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's refreshing. You guys aren't shy at all. No, really.
No.
Folks, I'm sitting in here with two very lovely ladies who are entrepreneurs who have come together with this project, and they've been a huge smash since you opened the door. You really have. People are raving about what you guys have offered.
Oh,
okay?
Wow, thank you.
They really are raving about it. Let's get into what you do now. You do homemade soups.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes, we do. We do everything. Everything, actually, we make. We make it from scratch. So we love soups ourselves. So we make a really good mushroom soup. Of course, we make borscht. And every week, we try to come up with something new. And we always try to experiment with flavors. So anytime that you come in, you're probably going to find something new and refreshing. And the key is that everything we make and all the ingredients are organic. And we make everything from scratch. That's our one thing.
Nice.
That's the key.
I hear that your barley soup has a real bite to it.
Oh, really?
Is
yes.
it a secret?
No secret. We actually, all we do is add a little bit of lemon zest on top once it's done. So that gives you a little bit of a bite. So if you have a soup at home, you can try it with any soup, I think, actually, and it gives it a little bite to it. So that's what we do with our barley soup.
Okay, throw me
secrets
some
secrets out there.
Secrets out there.
No secrets, though. We would love good food, and if you can cook yourself, it's amazing.
But no vodka in any of these soups?
No, maybe a little bit of
a little bit of brandy in the mushroom.
Oh,
in the mushroom soup, we put brandy.
Do you have to be liquor licensed for this now?
No.
Oh.
But make sure it all evaporates by the time we serve
Okay. You're going to need it down. Got
it's
it.
Evaporated
got it.
Brandy.
Now, you also got sandwiches.
Yes.
First off, price for soups.
So the small soup is $4 and the large soup is $6, and it's as small as 8 ounce and the large is 12 ounce. We'll probably be introducing our soups in the jars as well, so you can take
home to feed
the whole family. But we're still working on the pricing for that, but we're trying to price everything so it's very easy to get and make sure to bring a good food to your home.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yes.
Jane.
Sandwiches. We make a steak sandwich. We do a chicken breaded chicken breast sandwich, also a homemade meatball sandwich, and your classic grilled cheese. All of my sandwiches I try to do with a little bit of a twist and make them different than your usual wherever you would go and get that sandwich. I want to make it a little bit different and served with a pickle on the side. All served on a Kaiser bun, minus the grilled cheese would be on a bread.
Give me an idea of pricing.
Pricing, the sandwiches are $10.
They're all just
$10? All the sandwiches will be $10, yeah. Straight across the board.
Yep. Nothing varies.
Nothing varies.
Oh, wow.
Very simple. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible. Mm. So when you go in, no matter what our item is, you know that this is the pierogies, this is the soup, and this is the sandwich. And we do, for the winter, we don't have all the sandwiches on the menu. We change it, like we have a sandwich of the day, just to make sure we bring the freshest ingredients to the table. Like we always want to make sure that everything you eat is very fresh and made that day.
Wow, I love this idea. Yeah. You guys have really done your research. You really have.
Oh, we research everything, every ingredient that we actually bring into the store. We try when we can to meet with actual suppliers or the people who grow the produce or make it. Mm-hmm. And we research them to make sure that they're true, because we do everything organic and all natural. Mm-hmm. So we always check our sources before we bring everything in. And we try to support all the local farms and businesses as much as possible. And only if we have to, we reach out to the big corporations if we just can't find the product available.
Okay.
That we're looking
for. Big question out there. Every time I do an interview for a restaurant or anything like that, people always say gluten-free.
Yeah.
Do you have anything gluten-free?
Yes, we do.
Are you working on something? Fill me in.
We do offer gluten-free on custom order only. We cannot make gluten-free when the store is open, just because of we have so much regular flour that we're using with the produce.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we clean our facilities and have everything sanitized and cleaned before we bring the gluten-free in. Mm-hmm. To make gluten-free products for people.
So you do gluten-free,
yes.
Yep. But it's a special order.
Yes, exactly. You need to call in and order maybe 2 or 3 days advance.
Okay.
Would be perfect.
Okay.
And yeah.
And they can just call you at 705-422-0559.
Yes.
Now, you have a huge variety of pierogies. I always thought pierogi is like the dough with the potato, right?
That's
and
what
I have it with
thinks,
sour
that's
cream.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've got a huge variety. You've been really experimenting in the pierogi lab.
Yes.
Yes.
Give us the variety of pierogies.
Well, our newest pierogi, actually, the other day we discovered that we could do dessert pierogies. So we're making brandied banana stuffed pierogies with organic vanilla ice cream on top and fresh cocoa on top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's for dessert. Once you had the regular potato and white cheddar, you can then finish it up with some nice banana pierogies. Are really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We also do fruit pierogies. So fruits in season, we'll be doing strawberry, blueberry, cherry, plum, whatever is in season. So we can hopefully get these locally sourced for the fruits. And we also do meat pierogies. So we do a pork and beef pierogi, we do a beef and cheddar, we do pork and onion, we do taco, pulled pork, pulled beef.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw that one, the taco pierogi, I got to try that one. They didn't bring any in for me either, just so you know.
You can come this afternoon.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be in soon. Don't worry. I guarantee on that, okay? You got so much going on in the pierogi lab. What's new for the new year? Any new ideas coming up?
So I think the biggest new that we'll be introducing is our fruit pierogies once we're able to get more local fruits,
right.
Because when they become in season. But in reality, we reinvent our pierogi and add new flavors every day. So every day that you come in, you will be able to find something new.
So you're always experimenting.
Oh, absolutely. Always. Every time we make a pierogi, like while we're pinching the ones that we already experimented with and perfected them, we always think of new ideas and creations, and we always can't wait to try new flavors. And then once we do, if we like them, we add them to the menu and off we go.
Yeah.
Do you also do sausage?
No. We don't
okay.
have sausage.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah. We may do a sausage pierogi.
Because I'm thinking Polish sausage, you know, that's why
yes.
I came in.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering. Maybe you need to look into that.
We could look into that. Also, if anybody ever has any cravings that they would love to see inside of a pierogi, bring it forward.
Like Scotch pierogi, like a Scotch pierogi.
Okay, we'll work on that for you, Vic.
Okay.
We'll figure out that. That'll be an interesting one to figure out.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's always fun.
I can work with you in the lab.
There you go.
Okay. You do also catering and wholesale distribution. Talk about this, ladies.
Absolutely. So we do the, so from the catering perspective, you can call us ahead and pre-order your pierogies, any variety that we carry, or even if you have a particular variety that you want to have for your party or surprise somebody for your home or surprise somebody when you're going somewhere. You can pre-order and we'll cater that for you. As well as we do wholesale our pierogies right in the store. You can buy them frozen, raw frozen that you can take home and cook. And we also distribute our pierogies in there's a coffee shop in Schaumburg that sells our pierogies. There's another coffee shop in Collingwood, the Sherlock Coffee House. That's going to be distributing our pierogies as well, and also a wholesaler in Schaumburg that will be distributing. We'll be adding all those names to our website as well, so you can see where you can get our pierogies on in what locations. And we keep expanding as well because we want to try to bring our product to as much people as possible because we love good food, and we believe what you eat is what you are. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure everybody has access to our pierogies and the food that we make.
What is the average price on the pierogies? If I come in, I want a pierogi and sit there and eat.
So the pierogies, they range from $6 for $6 of the vegetarian varieties.
Oh, okay, you got vegetarian. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. $6 for $7 of the meat varieties. Those are cooked and ready to eat. We also sell them frozen and raw. So the frozen vegetarian varieties are $9 a dozen. The meat ones are $10 a dozen.
Okay.
I think that's all the varieties, right? They're cooked. Yeah.
And I can just call you up ahead of time and put in an order?
Of course. And it's always best if you would like the frozen varieties to call the day before so that we can get them ready that evening and have them freeze overnight and be able to package them in the morning for you.
Okay. And how exactly are we serving up these pierogies?
So Jamie's our, I call her the boiler specialist.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw that.
The pierogies, you bring them to a full pot of boiling water. So gently drop the pierogies in the water when they come to float. I leave them for about another minute or two and then quickly pan fry them in some butter, onions, and bacon if you like. And they are served with sour cream on the side, hot sauce on the side, and with our meat pierogies, it's always nice to have the soy sauce that we carry in the store to have those with your meat pierogies.
Oh, nice. Okay, ladies, I've got to say thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
I really wish you all the continued success, okay?
Thank you.
You guys are just sweethearts. You really are. I can see why you really enjoy working together in there, okay?
Oh, it's fun.
And it's the concept that I love, walking in, and the way you guys interact, like I said earlier, with the customers from the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's fun. Nobody cares about waiting. It's just a fun time. No, it's just fun. It's like I want to stand here and watch and laugh with you guys.
Oh, thank you so
much.
That's
what's going on.
As if she has pinched.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is this my pierogi yet? You're pinching?
And Jamie's steaming her face while she's cooking. I know.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Again, this was Victor Miller speaking with Jamie and Yana of the Pierogi Crave. They are the Pierogi Gals of Wasaga Beach. They're located at 25 Mosley Street. The phone number is 705-422-0559. That's it, folks. Well, that's a wrap. Till next time, don't forget, shop local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.